Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, everybody. This is Bob Geismar, and welcome to another edition of One Thought Golf on Blog Talk Radio. It is Thursday, 11 a.m. Eastern Time, October 8th, after the finals for the Web.com Tour to get on the PGA Tour that was conducted last week. We're in the middle of the President's Cup. Yesterday, the U.S. takes a commanding early 4-1 lead in the four-ball sessions. They'll play more today. I'll have some commentary on both of those events. I will have a strategy for your game, my Dirty Dozen. I'll familiarize you with that. And also, we'll preview the final last three events coming up on the regular season for the Champions Tour. But first, let's talk about last week. Emilio Grillo and 49 of his other close friends got PGA Tour cards for next year. Now, 25 had already been secured. Many of those guys were able to move up and get better positioning to get in more events for next year on the PGA Tour. By the way, next year starts next week at thefries.com. Boy, how interesting is that? Quickly turning things around. I kind of like it. I like the wraparound. I like the fact that they play some tournaments in the fall that are meaningful events, even as far down the road as next September. 100 other players got Web.com Tour cards. Web.com Tour Q School starts this week at many destinations around America. Guys plunking down anywhere from $3,500 to $4,500 to get a chance to get on the Web.com Tour. There are stages 1, stage 2, and stage 3. We'll go over all of that in ensuing weeks, but 100 guys that did not get their tour cards on the PGA Tour got full Web.com Tour status, and that gives them a very secure place to play golf in the 2015-2016 wraparound season. Now for my Dirty Dozen this week. I'm going to talk a little more about the President's Cup momentarily, but my Dirty Dozen, for those of you who are not familiar, it is my current 12 best players in the world who have yet to win a major. In no particular order, here is my Dirty Dozen. I would love to hear from you on yours. First mine, then email me, and I'd love to hear who you think are the best 12 players in the world who have yet to win a major. Dustin Johnson, Ricky Fowler, Brandon Grace, Brent Snedeker, Henrik Stenson, who's been a fixture, Matt Kuchar, also a fixture, Patrick Reed, young Danny Lee, Hideki Matsuyama, J.B. Holmes, Bill Haas, Paul Casey, and that are my Dirty Dozen 12. My email address for your Dirty Dozen, whether you agree or disagree, love to hear from you. It's bob@bobgeismar.com. That's bob@bobgeismar.com. President's Cup, are you excited? Are you going to stay up and watch? Pardon me. Or are you kind of like me and just taking it as a blasé and another event that they have tried to contrive as an interesting event, and yet the Americans are so good and so relaxed and such a deep, strong team, the chances of the Americans stumbling and not winning are very slim. No offense to anyone who's involved with the President's Cup, but the U.S. is ahead 8-1-1 in the previous 10, and it'll be 9-1-1 come Sunday. That's my commentary. I think that it's worn out. Not very interesting. The only one that seems to make any sense is the Ryder Cup. The tradition is there. It's not fake. They did it before television was invented, and it was it's always worked. Okay, so now a moment for my very, very special strategy today. And my strategy today is stay focused. It's some of the hardest things that an amateur golfer faces when you're in the course of playing a round of golf, excuse me, to stay in the moment, stay focused. I think it starts long before you get to the golf course. I think that it's about nutrition to keep your energy level even. I like to drink a lot of water. I like to have at least one piece of fruit while I'm playing golf. I believe in that. It keeps the energy level and the sugar in the bloodstream and the oxygen running to your brain at a level amount during the course of the day. Pardon me. I think that it's important that if you feel a distraction coming on right before a shot or during your preparation for a shot, vacate it right away and start over again. It is one of the hardest things. It sounds like it would be easy to do, but most amateur golfers who I have talked to over the years have a hard time stopping it and restarting the energy. It's critical to do that because the odds of you hitting a very good shot when your entire focus isn't on that shot and everything that you've talked out loud and prepared to hit the shot, usually it results in a poor shot. And what we are trying to do, One Thought Golf, is eliminate as many poor shots and turn those into good shots. Stay focused. Don't be afraid to back away from a shot. If any reason comes into your mind that it has spoiled the shot or could, step back, regroup, and refocus. That is my strategy for today. Okay, it's the SAS The SAS Championship, Cary, North Carolina, the Prestonwood Country Club, a longtime stop on the Champions Tour. 81 guys will tee it up. The Schwab Cup is 3 weeks away. San Antonio, a week off. Then they go to Newport Beach, and then it's the Schwab Cup Finals. 15 major champions are in this event. The oldest, 70-year-old Hale Irwin. How about that? Hale Irwin keeps rolling along. The featured groups, there's no question about it, at 12-10 on tee number 1. 1, 2, and 3 in the Schwab Cup standings currently. Colin Montgomery, Jeff Maggart, Bernard Langer. Maggart's actually first, Monty is second, Langer is third. Anything can happen here in the last few weeks. Mark Kalkovecchia, Tom Lehman, and Kenny Perry are playing together. Lee Jansen's been on a roll lately, along with Corey Pavin, who's playing some really good golf as well. Tom Kite with Russ Cochran and Kirk Triplett, the defending champion. Okay, so I guess it's time. I might as well give you my picks. I like Monty. Monty hits the ball so straight and so consistent. It's hard not to like Monty in an event like this. I do also like Kenny Perry, long-hitting Kenny Perry in an event like this. And my third and final pick, Mike Goodis. So I've got Goodis, Perry, and Montgomery in the SAS Championship from the Prestonwood Country Club in Cary, North Carolina. I do like the Americans, as I said earlier, to continue their domination and to win the President's Cup going away. No question about it. Good luck to all the guys, by the way, who are trying first stage of the web.com tour. I admire them plunking down a lot of money to advance and try to play on the web.com tour. So good luck to them. That is my show for this week. Once again, my email address is bob@bobgeismar.com. That's bob@bobgeismar.com. Until next week, Bob Geismar saying great golf. We'll have a lot more commentary, another Dirty Dozen, and lots more to chat about next week when I come to you again on Blog Talk Radio. One Thought Golf, Bob Geismar, saying so long for now.